I'm here again doing my another podcast almost after 4 years. When I last do my podcast in 2018, I was just employed after being through so much of struggle in terms of finding a good job, a secure job. And now in 2022, I'm a mother of a 6-month-old baby, and I'm still a civil servant, but mentally I've gone through a lot of things as a mother, as a wife, as a daughter-in-law. And just to let you know the main struggle I've gone through, I've lost my mother in 2021, April of 2021, due to her lady's problem kind of illness. That's the major thing that impact me really the most, and until now I'm really try to heal from everything I had lost in my life. But now I'm sitting at an open space here at my workplace. I'm still thinking, how cool am I gone through all the painful moments in my life? Especially, I was being pregnant when my mother passed away, and I have been cheated by a scammer about RM 40k, including some of my jewels. I don't even know how can I be such a stupid woman to be victimized by a scammer. And it happened just after 2 weeks of my mother's death, so I can convince myself that I was not really in my state of mind while I was being cheated by the scammer. And I don't know how could I believe to all that, and I've cheated and lost my money. But it's all right. I've taken everything for the sake of positivity, and I truly believe that everything is happened for a reason. And now I have a 6-month-old baby, and I find my husband cheated on me. Yeah. I could not see he's really intentionally wanted to cheat me, or maybe he just find some interest on other lady. I don't know. But it truly break my heart, because I really loved him a lot more than anything, and I never ever imagined that he could do that for me. Yeah, life is so much of challenge in life. It's so challenging. At one time you could be grateful for being so strong after everything had happened to you. On the other hand, you could be thinking, how is that someone able to do this thing for you? Even they know you have gone through so much, but they are still being like that. End of the day, I forgive him. I still love him so much. I really love him so much. But when I look at myself at the mirror every time, I'm thinking, how could you be so strong and still smiling and being so positive at the end of the day after you have gone through so much of struggle, both mentally, emotionally, financially, but physically you are still doing okay. You are making yourself doing okay. And that's it. And that's the moment I feel so proud of myself. and that's keep me going. Yeah. Life is so unpredictable. I have just a thought of sharing about the miraculous of believing in Hanuman God. Yeah. Because recently, whatever had happened in my life, I can actually gather it all the informations and link to the sequence that Hanuman God really helped me to be strong in some way. For example, I would like to relate what happened in my life. In December 2020, I actually shifted to a new condo, a place not so far than my working place. And during that time, me and my husband started to stay together after a year of long distance relationship. And on that fine day, after we settled down everything in our house, we went to the nearby temple. And auspiciously, on that day, there was a prayer conducted in that temple. And after the ceremony, there is another little chanting for Hanuman. After that session, there is some kind of rope that you can tie on your wrist that able to protect you. And the priest suggested all the devotees to manifest three things that you would like to fulfill for that year, that means the upcoming year 2021. So the Hanuman God will make sure your dreams will come true, the particular three dreams. So one thing I wished was, I want a baby. Yes. And the second thing, I wish to buy a car, but it not fulfilled yet. And the third thing, I wish my husband to have a secured and long-term job, because I cannot see him struggling when he's being unemployed for some times. Yeah. So among the three things, the first thing had happened. I was scared, you know, that I'm conceived. That I'm conceived in the middle of February. That means I was 1 month pregnant. Maybe due to the time we were together in January. And I was pregnant in February 2021. 1 month pregnant. I was truly thankful to God Hanumanji, because I still tie the rope, the priest rope, on my wrist, and I'm looking at it and I'm saying thank you. One of the wishes almost gonna fulfill. Okay, that's the flow going fine. I was being pregnant for 9 months. In between, I had lost my mother. That's another sad issue, but I don't want to talk about it yet. Yeah. So there is a boy. This boy, he born in October. Such a cute boy. Yeah. He never ever troubled me so much. He never ever troubled me while he was in my stomach. He behaved so good. And I was like, wow, you are such a good baby I had in my entire life. That's the way I think of him. Okay, fine. This baby is born. A very good fellow. And after my 3 months of maternity leave, I have to come back to work. And in my mind, I don't really try to find for any babysitter, because I really, really believe that there is God. God will eventually help me to find a good babysitter at my area, and they will be able to take care of my son. Yeah. And I get to know this contact, one of the family. They provided their contact and they are saying that they are looking after a baby. And I got this contact through my god uncle at my condominium. And I sent to them my baby. It's been about 3 months I'm sending baby to them, and he also very happy being with that family. The uncle, the auntie, all their 4 children, everyone loves him so much. And just yesterday, I get to know the uncle of the family, that means the father of the family, is actually devotee of Hanuman God. He actually able to predict and cure someone and heal someone in the presence and blessings of Hanuman God. And once I hear the news, I was truly happy, and I feel so blessed that Hanuman God is miraculously showing that he's there for me, and he still be the guardian God of my son. He never ever let my son alone. He know that his child that he given to me through the prayers, and he's been there to guard my baby till now. I don't know until when I gonna send him to the babysitter, but I'm truly, it's gonna be a such a long time, as there is no plan for me to shift from my current working place. So I'll be sending there, and they are being so helpful, so loving, and taking care of my son all time. They are so good. So yes, I would like to say, God is there. Believe in God. God will surely taking care of what he have given to you. He will take care of it very preciously. So I literally have no worries thinking of my baby, because he is under the guardian of Hanuman, the strongest God, the faithful God, the amazing God. Yeah, thank you. I feel very much blessed. Thank you, Hanuman. Jai Sri Ram.